Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
How many of you have been taught that this is a time of suffering and then rejoicing? Well, my topic this morning for our meditation is there's no need to suffer. I read a Chinese proverb the other day that I thought was fitting for the day. And it said, the birds of suffering will fly over everyone's life, but there is no need to allow them to build a nest in your hair. So, suffering's part of life. It's part of being in a body. And that was one of the things that Jesus came to teach us, that everybody who comes into a body experiences that. Being in a body is not like being spirit without a body. Yes, you are spirit. Everyone is spirit. And that's the message that Jesus came to talk to us about, to teach us about, to exemplify, that all of us are spirit. He brought an awakening. He brought this spiritual information to the world. We are spirit. We are not our physical bodies. And one of the main reasons that he went through all that he did was to show us what is important is spirit, immortal spirit, God, and that spark of God which is in each one of us. So when we celebrate today about Jesus Christ has risen today, let's bring much joy for this glory, because this soul came to earth and manifested in a physical body and manifested God. Very few souls will take what it requires. They will not put their life focus on manifesting God, which we all know is defined in the Bible and many holy books as love, which is an amazing vibration. So from Christmas to Easter, we are celebrating spiritual phenomenon. And Jesus came to teach us about all things spiritual. And at Christmas, we're celebrating spirit entering the physical realm, spirit born into a body. And at Easter, we're celebrating spirit passing out of the body. Because at death, what a soul does is becomes free of the physical realm. And what happens at physical birth is the soul becomes often engulfed in the physical body. So today, I hope I can help you wake up to yourself and the beauty of yourself and the glory, the true glory of knowing that you are spirit. You are part of God. And that our teacher, Jesus Christ, came to teach us this. And when you learn it, it changes your entire life. Because what happens when you see everyone else's spirit? My goodness. It changes all things, doesn't it? Maybe you're not going to curse that person on the freeway who's tailgating you. Or maybe you will. I don't know. But you do have an awareness that is spirit, not just a body. So we can begin to experience other people as spirit by first experiencing ourselves. Unless you know you are spirit, you will not recognize others as spirit. It's that simple. And that was Jesus' purpose for coming here, to teach us, all of us, and awaken us to the fact that we are spirit. And when we own that and live that, our whole life changes. So I believe what I would like for us to do today is meditate on where our attention is. Is it on suffering or is it on glory? I like glory, and I don't always get there. Because we all have those birds of suffering flying over our heads. But if you have any nests that they have put in your hair, this is a good time to let it go. And meditation is, without any doubt, the least disturbing the most joyous way of cleaning out the suffering. There are several of you who've been meditating for years. Would you agree with that? Yes. So we can keep our attention on the suffering, and we can make our lives miserable. Or we can put our attention on the glory that we know. Oh, I'm spirit. I'm creative. I'm part of God. And your life flowing from that is very different from a life flowing from, oh, things are so bad. I'm suffering. Oh, I have these terrible problems. Which one of those would you like? I did read a book the other day, and it had had a quote by Pearl S. Buck. It said, "For there is an alchemy in sorrow. It can be transmuted into wisdom, which can bring happiness." And that's what Jesus was telling us. Whatever our experiences are in this lifetime, in this body, we can change that. We can transmute it. We can transform it. We have the power to transform our lives. So take a nice deep breath. And if you're new, I'm going to teach you some spiritual techniques that will assist you to change this attention from suffering to glory. So I'd like for you to just put your feet flat on the floor, if you will. It helps you with your energy. And separate your hands in your lap. Because when you begin to meditate, in fact, the whole time you meditate, you want to be open to yourself, because that's who you're getting to know, yourself, the spirit. If you close your hands and feet, you're closing your system. So open yourself to you. Then close your eyes and allow yourself to turn within, because God is within you. You don't have to look outside. Another lesson from Jesus Christ. God is within you. Now, I want you to be aware of a space near the base of your spine. It's a chakra or energy center. And allow energy to flow from that first chakra, close to the base of your spine, and let it flow through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth, until that grounding cord connects you, the spirit, and your physical body to the planet, which, by the way, is our larger body. Take some nice deep breaths to relax your body and allow it to accept being grounded. If you have not been grounded, it takes the body some time to adjust to this change, where you, the spirit, begin to take over and awaken. Now remember, you are spirit. You are not your body. It may take you many years or many lifetimes to truly understand that. Or you may just, in a moment of glory, experience yourself. And know that you are spirit. And if you never have that experience again, it will always be with you. And you will never forget it. So you are a bright spark of light, or that's how we perceive ourselves and others in this world. And I'd like for you to allow that bright spark of light that is you to come to the top of your head. Pause there for a moment. You may feel a warmth or a tingling or just a presence. And allow that bright light that is you, the spirit, to flow from the top of your head into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Let that bright light fill your head. Jesus had so many wonderful things to say during his life and during his ministry, and one of them was, "Let your light so shine." And this is what he means. Come into the center of your head. Manifest your God self. Shine that light. Shine it into yourself and through yourself into the world. Let your light so shine. If you truly want to celebrate Easter, let your light shine. And be grounded so it's safe and meaningful, not only to yourself, but to those around you. Take some nice deep breaths and allow your body to adjust to you. I'll remind you again, you are not your body. And your body must be retaught how to accept and allow you to work through it. It may struggle with you for a while. There's the choice of suffering. Eventually, through meditation, you can teach your body to receive you without resistance, to flow with God, rather than fighting for your ego. Oh, I know they're important, but... All right, nice deep breath again. And I want you to be aware of something that is causing you to suffer. Just one thing, please. And I want you to be aware of how much attention you have on this thing that's causing you to suffer. My goodness, is that a lot of energy? A lot of attention? Oh my, my. What would you like to be using that energy and attention for? Let's start by just releasing the suffering. You can do that. That is one of the things Jesus Christ came and taught us, that we can let go. We do not have to continue to suffer. Use your grounding. It's a wonderful tool not only to connect you to the earth, but to release what you no longer want to store within your body. So let go of whatever suffering you chose to release. Let it go. What you do as spirit will manifest for you physically in the body. That's why I always warn everyone, be careful what you pray for. You will get it. It may not be this lifetime, but it will come. What happens to you, the spirit, and your body, which is your vessel, when you start releasing this vibration of suffering? Remember, everything's energy. Jesus isn't the only one who told us that. We've had people like Albert Einstein tell us that on the physical level. Oh, I tell you, they're going to catch up with spirituality yet. Let go of the suffering. It is simply energy. It is not happening to you at this moment unless you choose to allow it. I know many people who go through difficult times who have left it time-wise and space-wise, carry it with them and punish themselves and everyone around them with their suffering. Let it go. And allow that bright light that is you to put your attention on literally the glory of knowing that you are spirit. Simply be. And fill your head with your light. Jesus came to talk to us and teach us and manifest for us the living God. And do you know what he said? You can do better than I. How few people listen to that statement of Jesus? He's telling us we're all God in man. And the big confusion through most religions and groups is believing that we're just bodies and trying to define things on a physical, intellectual body level rather than on a spiritual level with a spiritual view. So much of what's been taught has been misinterpreted because it was interpreted physically rather than spiritually. Shine your light. Does that mean you should create electricity? It was a good idea, but that's not what it means. It means to shine your spiritual light into the world. From that space in the center of your head, tune in to how your body feels. You, the spirit, have the ability to choose and change. You can choose suffering. You can choose joy. You can choose some of the emotional levels that humans tend to get caught in. Or you can choose a neutral spiritual view where you can begin to change things in your life the way you want them to be. I'm always amused when people say Jesus died for our sins. I wouldn't say that's necessarily a lie. I just believe that people don't understand what the sin is. And the sin is of being asleep. Spirit came to earth and took the bodies of human beings, and here we are totally engulfed in the body experience rather than the spiritual experience. Take a moment. Let your light shine in the center of your head and keep letting go of the suffering down your grounding cord. It's really so incredibly easy. The minute you wake up to the fact that you are spirit. You know, there are many wonderful things written in the Bible, but there are wonderful folk stories about Jesus that some people have heard about and some haven't. But one of the folk stories is that I'm sure all of you remember that John and Jesus' mother Mary were standing there watching the crucifixion. And Jesus took his spiritual body or astral body. He got down from the cross and came over and put his arm around John, his friend, and said, "John, there's no need to cry. It's just a body." So he's giving you the point that the physical body is not what is important. What is important is you, the spirit, the God self. Breathe in, breathe out, and let go of the suffering, because you don't have to keep it unless you choose to. I know people get very angry with me many times when I say this. It's like, "You mean I've suffered all this time for no reason?" No, you had a reason. Acknowledge it and move on. You had a lesson to learn. Learn it. I don't know about you folks, but I tend to repeat lessons over and over and over till I learn them. Jesus came to teach us about birth and death. Death and rebirth. Spirit. Spirit comes into a body to learn and grow. How did Jesus affect so many people for such a long period of time? Because he manifested God within. And that's what we're doing today in our own small way. So use your grounding and your centering. And let go. And bring in more and more of your spiritual self. Jesus came to speak of God. And humans got caught on the idea to truly know God, they must suffer. That is not true. To truly know God, you need to be quiet and look within and discover that light and that glory within yourself. I found another fun passage by Archibald Rutledge. The only sure way out of suffering that I know is to find a glory and to give it to it the strength we might otherwise spend in despair. I thought you folks would like a second opinion to what I'm saying. Now let's talk to the soul that is truly the glory that we're celebrating today, and that's Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter what you believe about him. He came as one of the finest teachers that's ever come to the planet. He's my favorite because he was truly God in man. He expressed his God self and he expressed his humanity. He was able to get angry. He loved to party. He drank wine and danced. His first miracle was creating wine out of water at a wedding. What a statement of human celebration. So use your grounding to make your body comfortable. Be in the center of your head so that you can be neutral. And I'd like for you to say hello to this glorious soul, Jesus Christ. Allow him to be with you in whatever way you choose. Some actually see an image, some hear the voice, some just feel a presence. One of the reasons he came and manifested what he did and then left was so that he could be with all of us at all times, because there's no time and space outside the body. So he can come to you at the same time he does to me. He can help and support and befriend us at all times, all places. Say hello to Jesus and begin by letting yourself be in the present with him. Receive a hello in return. Let's start by just thanking him for what he did for us. His passage through this particular physical reality is an amazing gift. And then I'd like for you to communicate with him for a few moments about how you can allow yourself to transform your suffering into glory, into the joy that you are spirit. And listen. Share with Jesus something that's causing you to suffer and ask him to give you information about how to change that, how to let that go and put your attention on creativity. You may even ask Jesus advice about what would be beneficial for you to create. Remember, destruction is part of creativity. Maybe you need to end something before you begin something new. It's like springtime. Winter is the quiet cycle, and spring is the rebirth. Death to rebirth is all around us. Allow yourself to experience the joy of communicating with Jesus. That's where I go when I'm stuck. Ask Jesus to help you balance spirit and body so that you are not so totally body focused and you begin to bring your spiritual light into your life. It changes everything. When you are present with the body and creating through the body, fear diminishes and can even go away. Suffering is no longer the most important thing in your life. Remember to breathe. And then ask Jesus to stay with you because we're going to do what Jesus taught us to do and that we like doing best, and that's having a direct communication with our God. God is all things, and all things are God. There's nothing greater to realize than that. Allow that awareness to go into your life. And ask Jesus right now as a friend to help you with your communication with your God. Again, enhance your grounding to make your body feel safe. And allow yourself to be in the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes, or on top of your head, but close to your body, to allow it to be comfortable. And then say hello to your God. And receive a hello in return. And together with Jesus and our communion with God, let's bring a bright gold energy into our room. Let it flow from God through the top of the room and through each one of us, letting it heal and cleanse and acknowledge ourselves as spirit and acknowledge each other as spirit and all others as spirit. I'm going to give you a moment of silence for your communion with God and your joy in this bright energy and our friend Jesus. Take a nice deep breath. Allow yourself to bring your attention back to the physical body. Be aware of the continuing presence of Jesus, Son of God, because this is always with each one of us. It only requires our waking up and paying attention. Although it's not necessary, it does make us feel better, so allow yourself to just thank them both for all that we have. Jesus had courage. He had clear communication with God. He had clear communication with human beings. He had love. We all have these things in our own share. Let's take advantage of what Jesus came to teach us through the Passion Play and wake up. And by living what we've been taught and living in our awakened state, we affect everything in the world. So take a nice deep breath and allow this to be a transformation day for you, just as it was for Jesus, transforming into your spiritual awakening. When you're ready, just open your eyes. You might want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to help you come back. When you're ready, sit up. And hello, 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 hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed healthcare or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.